And I'm joined by Mark Riggle of Milford Asset Management. Hi, Mark.
Good evening, Heather.
Hey, man, those unemployment numbers tell us the economy is running hot, right?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, great number today, 4% unemployment rate. You know, that's the same as pre-pandemic. And the details are pretty strong, too. You know, people are choosing not to work. They're retiring. They're re-educating themselves. And people that can't work because there's not enough labour, that's dwindling as well. So the details are really strong. I just wonder, though, whether counterintuitively, much of the employment strength might be down to temporary factors and related to the pandemic. You know, supply of labour has been reduced because borders are shut. We've had elevated demand as people's spending patterns have changed. You know, and we've had that rapid wealth boost as housing and share markets have appreciated. So it could be a temporary factor.
If that is the case, Mark, then does that mean that once the world gets back to normal, you know, which could be a while away yet, unemployment rates start to rise again?
It's a good question, and it's hard to know, and it's going to take us some time before we do know the answer to that. But, you know, as borders open or elevated spending is not sustained, then we could see some of this labour market tightness that we're currently seeing subside a little bit. So it could be temporary, and it could be similar to inflation, right, which we know is driven partly by temporary factors and leading to CPI over 3%. So I think the question for the RBNZ, which we've got making a decision on the OCR in 2 weeks, is if both employment and inflation strengths are temporary and they can deal with house price strength with macroprudential measures, then do they need to raise interest rates?
Okay, so we've all talked ourselves, and the big bank economists as well, into assuming that there will be several OCR hikes on the strength of these numbers. Are we wrong?
Well, I think, you know, we are going to get some OCR hikes, and this is the question. It's not whether we're going to get any, but it's how many we're going to get. Because the RBNZ likes to talk about a policy of least regret. And given the strength in the economy, whether that's temporary or not, having QE or OCR 0.25, i.e. emergency settings, that's just not appropriate. So we've already ended QE, and it's almost certain we're going to get rate hikes in the next few months. But over the next 3 months, we might get 2 rate hikes, and we're going to get LVR tightening and debt-to-income tightening on the housing market. So that's a meaningful amount of tightening in an economy that we know is more sensitive to interest rates. So what's the chance that after doing that, they might pause for 6 months and just wait and see what the impact is on the economy? And if they do that, then the market, which expects 4 rate hikes in the next 12 months, looks a little bit overdone.
Brilliant stuff, Mark. It's good to talk to you and get your expertise. Thanks for that. Mark Riggle, Milford Asset Management. Okay.